Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A downtown disaster. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the fall of 1924, Los Angeles was shaken by a deadly outbreak centered around Macy Street, what is now Cesar E. Chavez Avenue that runs through Chinatown. It all began on September 28, 1924, when Jesus Luján died unexpectedly, with doctors at first believing pneumonia was to blame. Soon after, several members of the family and neighbors also became gravely ill and died. An autopsy revealed something far more terrifying: the bubonic plague.
Wow.
The same disease that had caused the Black Death centuries earlier. The news triggered immediate panic among health authorities. Macy Street and the surrounding neighborhood, a working-class area largely home to Mexican-American families, was placed under strict quarantine. Streets were barricaded, armed guards were posted to keep anyone from leaving or entering. Health officials, already familiar with plague outbreaks from San Francisco 2 decades earlier, sprang into action. Teams moved house to house, conducting fumigations, killing rats, and burning contaminated belongings. I think what happened is he found a rat and just disposed of it by hand.
Yeah, God.
And who would think there's plague in 1920s?
No, I don't think we think of bubonic plague past the Middle Ages.
Middle, yeah.
Jesus.
The press covered the outbreak extensively, but their reporting often played into existing racial prejudices, painting Mexican residents as responsible for the disease's spread. In reality, poor sanitation, crowded living conditions, common in impoverished parts of the city, created the perfect environment for rat-borne diseases. Despite the intense fear and the early deaths, public health efforts managed to contain the outbreak to a relatively small area. The aggressive measures, combined with lessons learned from previous outbreaks, helped prevent the plague from sweeping across the entire city. The plague was contained almost 6 weeks later on November 13th, 1924, with 30 people dying from it.
It's really a tragedy on so many fronts, just the whole situation around it, the optics of it, the dangers of the bubonic plague, and certain Los Angeles residents is like another really horrible facet.
It's a bit of LA history I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, no.
The Macy Street Plague of 1924 remains one of the last major urban outbreaks of bubonic plague in the United States, a nearly forgotten chapter in the city's history where modern medicine, social prejudice, and old world disease collided in a few tense weeks.